just a flat monthly fee, or does it go off of like a finder's fee type of deal?
Oh, good question. Okay, and I'm bringing David on to apply the rate, so I'll get that addressed for you as well. Are you with us now, David?
I sure am. Thank you, Ms. Tara.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Hey, Rylan, how you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I appreciate you for asking. Now, I am the director in charge of the state of Washington, so let's see what we got for you. Now, I know your concern was, is it like a flat rate or a pay-per-lead? So right now, the listing that's available, and it's out of 99205, am I right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So that one, it's a flat rate, right? So it doesn't matter how many calls or how many jobs, you're not charged per click, per call, or per job. That rate comes in at one flat rate. Okay, now it's going to give you up to 50 miles, that's 50, in any direction. If you're willing to cover that entire radius, we can get that done for you. Now, if you'd like to go anywhere smaller, we'll just trim that down with geofencing, right, to make sure we're keeping you close to home. So, you know, with that being said, Rylan, I see, okay, for sales cleaning company, how are most of your customers finding me? I mean, is that Home Advisor, is it working for you?
I just started with Angie's List. I just got approved yesterday, and I've got sent over, like, a couple leads. I haven't used any of them. Everything's been word of mouth so far. I just started this business up a month ago, so.
Okay, so that's why Tara's bringing me on for that new in business rate. I see that there. Okay, so I can get that one applied. Now, how do you like the leads that are coming out of Angie's List? I know you're just brand new with them, but I mean, as far as what you've gotten.
I will tell you this. I worked alongside my buddy who owned and operated his own business, and I think he disliked Angie's List. So, I don't have a personal preference on it yet, but I believe that, you know, getting on Google would be a lot bigger than Angie's List.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, why Angie's List before Google? You know what I mean? Considering Google's the ecosystem that feeds it all. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess my brain was skipping corners, skipping around. I knew Google would be a good thing to get to. I just haven't quite got there yet, I guess.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're not aware of how to get it done, I mean, Google, it can be a little difficult navigating, right? Because it's not like there's just somebody you can call and speak with unless you're with one of us, right, which is a partner company. So a little bit about us. We're based in Orange County, California, and we have been partners with Google since 2004. If you look us up, we're right across the street from Google One headquarters, right? So we do all of our trainings over there. We handle the small to medium-sized business accounts on the first page listings as well as Google Verified. Now, I'm real excited to share Google Verified with you, Rylan, because you said a few things about Angie's List that it just doesn't happen with Google Verified, okay? So I know you're doing a pay-per-lead program. Now, we have two options here. We have the flat rate, right? That listing is definitely available right now. That's why we're on the line. The reason why I want to speak to you about Google Verified is because if you're looking and you like to pay for leads, we have the number one pay-for-lead generation service out there, right? Now, Google Verified, it comes in at $28 for a qualified lead, right? But the only time that you would actually ever even be charged for that lead is if you successfully gain an appointment with a client. Got an appointment, you never charge for the phone call. They don't even send you phone numbers, right? The way that it works is when a customer is paired with you through Google Verified, they're only paired with your business, and Google routes them to you in the form of a phone call. So what they hear is you're now being routed to your Google Verified contractor, and then you receive the call. Now, if in fact you can speak with the client, they ask you for your service, you're willing to offer, and you successfully gain the appointment, at that point, $28 will be deducted from the budget. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. So is that on any lead or job, or is that on more like reoccurring jobs?
So for the house cleaner, that's a good question, right? Now I'll give you the vertical and tell you exactly what they'd be looking at, right? Now, it's going to be reoccurring jobs as well because you're going to get residential calls. You're going to get commercial. A big one is Airbnb cleanings that get searched a lot on Google. Realtors looking for not just the Airbnbs but also even new construction cleanouts, things like that, right? So
yeah.
With house cleaning, you have the standard clean, deep clean, moving clean, office clean, right? So all of these also have reoccurring, especially like the office cleanings. That kind of makes sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, so here's the businesses that are actually running this program. Let's see how much business they actually had lately.
Okay.
All right, we got Happy Laundry. And, oh, that's a dry cleaner. Let me see. For some reason, I pulled it up. Okay, the Cleaning Authority, Spokane, they're currently running at 624 reviews. Clean Nation Company, 140. Mary Major, Spokane, 279. Major Mover, 158. So, I mean, if you can tell, these companies listed at the very top, the Google verified ones, they don't hurt for business, right? Because Google is going to route those well-qualified customers to them and to them only. Now, with like the Cleaning Authority of Spokane, say you clicked on them, you'll notice a difference in the business profile. It'll say verified and have three bullet points showing all the vetting processes they've been through, right? That kind of, what that will do for customers is build those three levels of trust. It really is going to help you with conversion rates for people who let you inside of their house, right? I mean, or inside their property. At the end of the day, that's what Google's doing for you, bringing that reputability to your business. Now, I mean, do you have any insurance right now currently for the business?
Any what? Sorry.
Liability, like any insurance?
Yes, I do. I carry liability and workers' comp.
That's fantastic, because Google, what they'll ask for is at least $250K in general liability. As long as you're carrying that one, they'll do a background check for no felonies in the past 7 years. Then they'll have you supply either a valid driver's license, state ID, United States passport. Okay. At that point, once the vetting process comes back, you're then eligible to activate the budget you see fit for the business. So the minimum they'd ask for is at least for 13 leads. But from there, you can grow as much as you like, right? So a 13-lead budget is only $364, and that's 13 pre-qualified exclusive leads that you're only charged if you actually get the appointment, right? So that money's very protected for you, okay? What you'd be looking at on your monthly recurring rate would be only $249, and I could get you in today with a time application fee. It'd be $125.
$125, okay.
Yeah,
I'm thinking this all sounds great. What could I do to make this work better? I know Google reviews are a good thing to have, and that makes you pop up a little bit more. I should probably get my website up. That would probably help me out a bit and get the
throw the website in there for you. I'm going to throw the website in. I already put it in the package at no extra charge because the reason why I've seen we're going to build you from scratch, right? And the website is the digital calling card. You need the website, so we'll buy the domain. It's going to be included already in that pricing structure at $249. We'll have it up and running with you for you within the first 7 to 14 days. You're also going to have social media hosting. It's really cool. On Facebook, if you have a business profile for your business already, you'll just promote us as a manager. What we're going to do is advertise your peak service hours as well as your peak services. Now, the best part of the Facebook hosting is the retargeted ads. So if anybody goes in and they put a post that says something like, hey, I need my office cleaned out, you know, any suggestions, or we have some Airbnbs, home cleaning, whatever. It's looking for suggestions in your service area. If they begin to scroll, your flyer is going to show organically on their timeline, right? It really helps with those new customer acquisitions. We're also going to activate you on Apple Maps. You'll have first page ranking. On Bing, you'll have an active listing with a Yelp, and we're going to activate you for Alexa and Siri. Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to cover all the bases for you. That's desktops, mobiles, and voice searches. All right.
Can
we'll give you access.
Can I stop real quick while I got some thoughts in my head?
Yeah. What's up?
I do have a website that I created with Squarespace. I believe it looks great. I just still have it privated because I have not finished it. I don't have any social media. And then, what was my last question? I can't remember my last question now.
Would you be willing to open social media, like a Facebook business profile, so we could get to
that
absolutely. Point?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's included in the price. That's not extra?
No, it's not extra. So I included that one for you. Now, with the Facebook business profile, basically all you have to do is just go and put a name on a profile, Forest Hills Cleaning Company, LLC, and we're going to take you from there. You just submit us the pictures. We'll go ahead and we'll build it. We'll get you a following, and then we'll start marketing for you. Right.
Okay, perfect. Hey, I remember my last question. Sorry. I don't have an actual address of business. I'm just using a home address, you know, so I just wanted to mention that.
So the way that works, Ryland, is, and we handle all the small and medium-sized businesses for Google, right? So most of them are owner-operators. I mean, they're not bringing a house to you to clean. You go to them, right? So whenever we're getting you verified as a residential, we use a feature called masking. Okay. So we'll mask the business address, like the physical address. And what the customer is going to see is they will see the map with the geofenced area, and the inside of that area will be highlighted. That's your service
okay.
area. And in the middle of there will be a red ping. But if they go click on the ping, it'll never take them to an address. Does that make
okay,
sense?
Okay, perfect. That makes sense.
Okay. Now, the address, it's not a P.O. box, right? Because Google won't verify P.O. box. As long as it can be an apartment, it can be an actual home. As long as it's not a P.O. box, we'd be good to go.
Yeah, it's a home.
Okay, great. So let's see here. We're in Spokane, Washington. Now, do me a favor, Riley. Give me a good email address for you. I'm going to send you over your proposal right now. So that way you have it on file. And, I mean, if you want to take a look at it and ask me any questions, we'll go through it together.
Perfect. Yeah, let's do foresthillscleaning@gmail.com.
foresthillscleaning@gmail.com. Okay. It only take me a couple of minutes to send this one out, but while we're doing it, I mean, do you have any questions for me on the Google Business Dashboard, anything like that? Because you will have access to it.
Not at this moment. I'm sure I will have some questions later on down the road. Out of curiosity, I have a dentist appointment in about 20 minutes. How quickly do you guys see this position filling? I guess it could be anywhere from 5 minutes to, days, but on average, will this be around by the time I get back from my appointment, would you say?
With the listing itself, we have 45 agents calling on the area right now, right? So, I mean, at any given time, once we get notified. But here's the deal. I mean, if you got 20 minutes, you give me about 8 minutes, this email will be sent out. You can look through everything. As long as you like it, you feel like moving forward, we'd get you set up. After your dentist appointment, I can check if we have a onboarding slot available on our calendar. If we do, we'll get you scheduled for your onboarding and you can get all that for you. Basically, I need about 8 minutes right now, and then we'd hop back on the line later.
Yeah, absolutely. That works for me.
Okay. Great. Let me go ahead and close. So we're at 28. Now, I'm just going to go through it with you anyway, since I have you on the line. The Google Business Dashboard, what that's going to do for you is show you every keyword and phrase you're listed for on the network, first of all, okay? Now, second thing it's going to do is be a CRM for all your new customers. At the end of every week, it'll give you an update. Like, you had 9 new leads this week, and it'll show you all the phone numbers and everybody there. All right? Let's see here. Okay, this email's about to go out. Now, it's going out under Google Verified. Okay? It's broken down in 3 different sections for you, so we'll go ahead and walk through them.
Okay.
There it goes. Now, that dashboard, basically, you would just download it from your Play Store, right? Whether you have an Apple or an Android, you just go to the Play Store, look for Local Splash. That'll be the app. And then as soon as you lock in your listing, you get your login information, which is basically like your username and password.
Okay.
Now, that way we can kind of start building the profile. What's your last name, Riley?
Gal Baby. G-A-L, B as in boy, A, V as in Victor, Y.
Okay. So now the next thing we do is we start working and while you're pulling up the email, it's fine, but your hours of operation. Think of this the same way like when you do restaurant near me, right? And it'll show the hours that they're open and say it's, they close at 9 to 8:30, say they're closing in 30 minutes, right? Basically, what time do you want customers to be able to see you and be able to call?
I'm available from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And that's Monday through Friday, or are you doing Monday through Saturday? What are we doing on the weekends? Is it different?
Weekends are open.
Okay, same thing? So
same hours.
Monday through Sunday, 7 to 5, you're willing to take phone calls. Okay.
Yep.
Now, you said you're willing to cover the whole 50-mile radius in any direction?
I can't travel over into Idaho. I'm not licensed over there.
Okay. So then what we can do is we can do 50 miles. We'll go up into the Idaho and then go 50 miles in the other directions, right? I mean, you are allotted 50 miles if you're willing to travel up to the 50 miles, right? So basically we'll use a geofence. So what I'll do is, like I said, where the border is to Idaho, we'll put you back right up against that wall if you like it, and then we'll go out the opposite direction, right, into the 50-mile radius.
Okay.
Sounds good? Okay.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. We got 50 miles, Monday through Sunday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Okay. Now, what would be the business address that you're going to be getting verified?
4704 West Northwest Boulevard.
Okay. 4704 West Northwest Boulevard.
Yep.
Okay. That's in Spokane, right?
Yep, 4704 West Northwest Boulevard, and that's 99205.
Okay. All right, Ryan, were you able to pull up that email?
Yeah, I was able to pull up the email. Am I supposed to do the login thing on the local flash?
Yeah, so if you like, I can send you that real quick. Let me pull that up. Login credentials. Yeah, your dashboard's already set for you. So your username, it looks like it's your phone number, and the password will come right over to you right now.
Okay.
They generate the password out of you.
Yeah,
what?
And sorry, is this for LocalSlash, or this is, okay, yeah, it is. Sorry.
Yeah. So LocalSlash, basically, we're the ones, we're the data service providers for Google and Meta. So I handle these accounts for these guys. Okay. So now, Ryland, there's no long-term contracts or anything like that here, right? What I do go with you is it's called a voice verification. Now, on the voice verification, basically I outline the program for you. It takes about a minute and a half, just depending on how many questions you have. And I give you all the information. Basically, I just want to make sure you have a good understanding of how this works before we even process any type of transaction or even ask for any billing info. Does that sound fair?
That sounds fair.
Okay, great. So I can go ahead and get started with you now. I know you're pressed for time. So welcome to LocalSpash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance outlining the service agreement LocalSpash. It's an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Forest Hills Queen & Co., LLC.
Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Ryland Galbavy, owner-operator.
Are you authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, so you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Sorry, restate that.
You're an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Ryan, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from LocalSpash?
Yes.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to text you out our 877 number, and that's 24/7 customer service, okay? There's never a time of the day or night you can't get a hold of somebody. But on the side, I'm going to put my extension, all right? I'm the director here in charge of Washington, so I want you to be able to get a hold of me whenever you need. Now, that extension brings you right into my office, okay? So I just sent that out for you. So if you can save that 877 number as LocalSpash, that way you know what we're calling.
Okay, perfect.
Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to LocalSpash. So what I'll do is I'll provide you a security question on the account. Now, you have three options. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet name.
Sorry, I'm driving you cut out a little bit there.
It's okay. I was just saying you have... I'm going to set a security question on your account, and you have three options for that security question. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet name.
Okay, we'll do my mother's maiden.
Okay. And what is that one?
Maria. Or maiden name, sorry, Caruso.
Caruso, okay. Now, in hiring local specialists, a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
As a part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Now, this may include your business license, proof of insurance, Google Verified application, or any other items recommended for Google Business Profile verification. Now, we do kindly ask these documents to be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So your payment for your initial term and an account setup would be charged today on February 6, 2026, in the non-refundable amount of $374. Now, this is a three-month verbal agreement, and your monthly payments would automatically renew on the sixth day of each month in the amount of $249. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. That's the number I texted out to you. Now,
okay.
keep in mind, Riley, if you do cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early term fee would apply. Okay, now I'm going to go over that with you right now. It's real simple, and it's a small one. Basically, after you make your first payment right now, your early term fee inside of 90 days would be at $395. That's $395 if you decide to leave for any reason before the 90th day. Now, after you make your second payment, it goes down to only $195. And by your third payment, there's no longer any type of early cancellation fee. So basically, you just leave it anytime you like. And there's no penalties or anything like that. Pretty fair, right?
Gotcha, yeah.
Okay. So do you understand and agree to these renewal cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. Now, to prevent charges for your next month of service, Ryland, if you ever do, for any reason, want to leave us, you just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. You'll never be charged. Okay?
Okay, perfect.
All righty. So let me go ahead and create the subscription. So we're pretty much at the end here. And then I'm going to pull up our onboarding calendar so I can see what we have available for you after lunch. I mean, are you getting like a wisdom tooth removed or anything like that, or it's like a routine dentist you're going to be available after lunch?
No. Replaced.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you cut out.
I'm getting a consultation to get 6 of my front teeth replaced.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. But they're not replacing them today, are they?
Not today, no.
Okay, good stuff. Because then you wouldn't be able to talk later today, and that wouldn't be good for you.
Yeah, no,
you know what I mean?
An hour or two.
Okay, cool. And you're not going to need to be in front of a computer or anything like that. I mean, it's going to be general knowledge. We'll be in front of the computer. Here's the thing, Riley. We always aim to be your white glove service, right? So basically, as long as you can just answer the general questions, we're going to take care of everything online for you.
Okay.
All righty.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Send up these last areas here on your profile.
Will there be a way for me to know what leads are coming for what? Like, would I specifically know that these leads are coming from my Google?
Absolutely. So on that Google Business profile, the Google Business dashboard, it works great because you're going to see everything that Facebook is generating and where it's generating from. You'll see that, right? You'll see your actual Google verified leads. You're even going to be able to see things that are just coming from like Apple and Siri. Or if somebody does a search for you on Google, say they do, Airbnb cleaning company near me, and they find your business, and the dashboard will even show you where that search came from. I mean, it's a true analytics system, that Google Business Dashboard, and it gives you everything you need to know, right? It'll show you the advertisements that are out on Facebook for you, how many engagements you had, all that good stuff, right? Now, here's the deal. I know you have your website built, right? So I want to put this out there. I'm at the beginning. If we're going to be using the website you already have built, that's fine. We'll optimize it and all that. The only thing that we won't be able to do is make any changes. And if you built the website yourself, you'd understand why, right? Because you have all the coding. Now, if you want us to rebuild it for you, that's fine. And then we'll be able to edit it whenever you want it, anything like that. But other than that, I mean, what we're going to be doing for the website right now is really optimizing that website. We won't be able to update it unless we're hosting it. There, right?
Okay. Yeah, right.
Yeah. That's one thing you're going to learn about me, Ryan. I'm very thorough. You'll understand everything and how it works and when it plays out for you and me. So, good stuff. Okay, so I got everything set here. Now, the address is at 4704 Northwest Boulevard. Okay, let me put that in here. Okay, ready to go. Now, are we using a Master, Visa, Discover, Amex?
Let me get my card out and see what it is. I believe it's a MasterCard, but let me check. Yeah, it's a MasterCard.
Okay, ready when you are.
It's 5325-1487-0112-3758.
Okay, expiration?
12/27.
Okay, December 2027. And CVV?
613.
Okay, let me update that one for you.
So then after this payment is processed and everything, after I submit to you guys proof of my license and insurance and everything, then I will be on Google?
That's right. So you're going to submit us the license, insurance, and then we're also going to send you a link, right? Because what they'll do is most likely going to be the video verification, right? So you'll take a small video of maybe like your cleaning supplies, the business card, the address on the actual property. We'll submit that one for you. It comes back as approved, and then you're on Google. Your Google business profile is live. Then we begin your optimization, right? And we lock you in on those first page listings. Now, the Google Verified is a separate application process. You're going to have two different companies that are, well, one of each is going to do the background check. It's either going to be Evident or Pinkerton. If you've ever seen an old cowboy movie, you've heard of Pinkerton. They're as old as Wells Fargo. You know, they're one of the original staples of our country. Yeah, so they'll do that background check, and as soon as that one comes back, you know, typically it's about the same time that the optimization is all taken in. And with that one, it's super cool because as soon as it comes back, you go right to the top of the page of every area you want to be listed at. And that's literally, I mean, if you start growing and you have Google Verified, you can be anywhere across the entire state, and you automatically go to the very top of the page. So it's a really good program, what you're signing up for. In all honesty, Ryland, you're not going to need anything else. If you ask AI when we get off the phone, if it's Gemini, ChatGPT, whatever, you just put, hey, does Google Verified work? It will let you know. It's the gold standard for your size business. I mean, there's no other thing you'll need. We're going to cover everything for you.
Okay. Google Verified. Sweet.
Yeah, for sure. That's it. And it used to be called Google Guarantee, but it updated as of October 1st. They did all these badges, and they started, you know, doing that where they're directing those calls right to you guys. So made the program that much better.
And it used to be called Google Guaranteed?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and I'll process the payment now. We're ready here at the end of the call. Pull up our calendar for our onboarding.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. My buddy owns a franchise around here, and he told me, he's like, Ryland, when you start up your business, I know you're not a ChatGPT guy, but you need to download it and ask it some questions. And I'm like, holy cow, this thing is actually amazing, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, look, AI is doing, like, AI is going to create millionaires in the next 5 years. I mean, I don't know how old you are, Ryland, but I'm old enough that I remember, like, the Industrial Revolution. I don't know if you're a history buff, right? But the Industrial Revolution created a lot of millionaires in our country. And now it's the AI revolution, and it is exploding like wild. Like, you don't understand.
Yeah,
we're already working on AI optimization. And you know what? Let me see here. Yeah, we're already working, like, on AI optimization. We even have AI tools to help our business owners, like IDA, things like that. If you're interested in that, you know, I can help you out. I throw it in for you. Basically, it's going to be like an answering service for you. She'll answer, she'll direct calls different ways. She'll have full conversations with your clients. You know what I mean? So super cool things that we can get done for you here. Let's see. It looks like I got a four. Well, let me see. You guys are Because we're on Pacific side. Oh, you're in Washington. Okay, you're PCT. Okay. So it looks like I got a 2 p.m. available for you today. Would that work?
2 p.m. today. Do you have anything later in the afternoon?
Yeah. Dawn, it looks like for today, that's our very last appointment for today. It's 2 p.m. I mean,
okay.
That's the only slot out. Is that okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
That way we don't have to push it out till Monday. I mean, I locked in. Man, that's good. We got it right on time.
So yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Let's go to Ryan Gelby. All right, can you give me that email address one more time, Ryan, please?
Yes, foresthillscleaning@gmail.com. Yes.
Okay, so this one's going to go right out to your calendar, and you're going to see myself, you, and our client interview team, right? Because those are the guys that are going to onboard us. Let's see here. Can you there? Okay. So that one just went out too. That should be your onboarding invite. And it'll go right out to your calendar. Now, you should have received like 3 instant text messages. By any chance, did you receive those from us?
Let me check.
One of them should say like, welcome to local splash, log in to access your dashboard, things like that.
Yes, I got those.
Okay. Now look at the one that says, we sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file, right? Now it says, please click here at mylocalsplash.com/terms. So I need you to click there for me and open that one up. What that's going to do is allow me to text you and call you.
Okay. Okay. I checked the check marks. What's the name that I need to sign down at the bottom?
That'd be your name, right? Ryland Galvey.
Okay. I think you have me in as Ryan. Maybe that's why it was. Oh, never mind. I tried Ryan. All right, let me try Ryland Galvey. Yeah, it doesn't like my name, Ryland Galvey.
Okay, so let me make sure that I got it spelled right. So Ryland is R-Y-L-A-N, right?
Yep.
And
yep.
Then Galvey is G-A-L-B-V-Y.
Yeah, G-A-L-B as in boy, A, V as in Victor, Y.
Ah, that's why. I'm missing the A. Let me update it.
No,
I just have the B as in boy, and then it goes straight to V as in Victor, so I got to put that in.
No worries.
Just updated that one for you. I gotta go into the side. There it is. Might have to resend you that initial invoice. So I'll resend it
okay. Real
quick. That way it'll be updated.
Yeah, no worries.
Just check that one out. Should be coming right over.
Okay. Boom, boom, boom. There we go. Boom, boom, boom. That one go, baby. All right. I got you now.
All righty. So it looks like we're all set and good to go. We can dismiss for now, and then we'll reconvene at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That way we can go ahead and get you all on board. Congratulations,
okay,
brother. You ready to go?
Thank you. And will it be you that I'm speaking with later today?
For sure. So I'm going to get on the line with you, and then once I have you on the line, I'll go ahead and get our onboarding agent. Usually it's like Nikki, sometimes Spencer, right? And what they're going to do is they'll help us out with onboarding, right? So basically they'll walk us through it, ask us all the questions they need and start filling out the information for us.
Okay, perfect.
All righty, Ryan. I appreciate your time, and then good luck in your dentist appointment, right? I'm just joking. we'll talk after lunch, brother. Absolutely.
All right, thank you for your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Talk to you.